Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. So now it's Tropical Storm Irma.
This is the first time I had to use the shelter, so I'm not completely sure, but it was pretty packed. We had maybe like 30-something people to a room.
A resident of Tampa, Florida, forced to spend the night in a crowded shelter as Hurricane Irma continues her fury. Hurricane Irma weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moved over northern Florida into southern Georgia. Even as its torrential rains and dangerous storm surges remained a threat to produce coastal flooding. The state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Irma's sustained winds have diminished to 100 kilometers an hour with higher gusts, but tropical storm force gales extended over a wide region up to 665 kilometers outward from Irma's center. The Al-Shabaab militants have captured a Somali border town near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb and then stormed the military base there early on Monday. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation available immediately. Residents said the fighting was continuing on today. At least five people were killed Sunday in Somalia after a suicide bomber blew himself up. The United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. This resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. This